negotiations to return the hostages they took during their October 7th terrorist attack on Israel.
The World Health Organization saying it's lost contact with Al-Shifa Hospital. Hundreds of patients are trapped there. Israel says Hamas has a headquarters under the hospital and told people to evacuate.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Israel claiming Hamas is hiding fighters, operational equipment, and more inside the hospital told people to evacuate. The Pentagon says a U.S. military aircraft has gone down in the eastern Mediterranean Sea on training operations. U.S. European Command says there's no indication of hostile activity involved. House Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed a laddered continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown on Friday. The first part of the bill aims to extend funding until January 19th and cover key government services. Donald Trump Jr. back on the stand tomorrow as the first defense witness in his father's $250 million civil fraud trial. This is ABC News. The U.S. European Command says a U.S. military aircraft went down over the eastern Mediterranean. They didn't identify the aircraft or how many people were aboard, but did say there's no indication of any hostile activity. Structural engineers in Southern California evaluating the extent of the damage done by a fire that sparked Saturday underneath an overpass. Portions of the I-10 freeway in L.A., one of the city's most critical roadways, shut down in both directions. Insurance adjusters needed for a highway crash of a car and a small plane.
A pilot of a small plane flying from Midland, Texas, was making an emergency landing at the county airport in McKinney. Emergency officials and the FAA say he was unable to stop at the end of the runway. The plane crashed through a fence, shot onto a parkway.
Everyone's up and walking. The plane landed and slid down the runway into a vehicle.
Emergency radio from Broadcastify. Two people in the plane, one in the car that was hit. One went to the hospital, but no major injuries. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. America yet again finds itself on the brink of a government shutdown. People in Wisconsin want lawmakers to keep working Americans in mind when considering certain programs. More from Mike Mohn.
Congress has 1 week to approve a new federal spending plan, but with a new House Speaker in place come renewed concerns Republicans in that chamber will press for steep cuts before the latest deadline. Jordan Anderson, a disability rights advocate from central Wisconsin, worries about accessing disability benefits through Social Security if his job status changes. It's even more pressing for those close to him.
I have friends that are unable to work, so they kind of depend on that one check that comes every month, and it's vital to have what they need to buy groceries.
Anderson also worries about water quality in his community. The House passed an environmental appropriations package that cuts spending by 35%. Lawmakers did not respond to a request for comment, but generally, House GOP members have stressed the need to rein in spending. Hard right House members are pushing for cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program under the Farm Bill reauthorization. Linda Spaulding, a retired community college teacher from Kenosha, says many working families are struggling to get by.
When you're trying to decide, well, do I afford child care or can I afford food on the table, what are you going to pick?
Bobby Kogan with the Center for American Progress says it's important for the public to know that House Republicans have floated cuts that some might argue go beyond extreme.
House Republicans called for an 80% cut. It's money that goes to poor school districts to make sure that they can hire teachers.
Lawmakers backing that idea say unspent COVID funding factors into their reasoning. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. 54 this afternoon under mainly sunny